Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the number for you. It's the Saturday night edition of the show.
Woo!
And literally anything goes, political, personal, whatever is on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with literally hundreds of members posting and thousands of posts for you to surf around.
Absolutely. There's like 6,000 posts.
Actually, there's over 7,000.
Wow.
So
it's incredible.
Go check that out. It's free, as well as everything else at the website at freetalklive.com.
That's right. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604, toll free, freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. Now, this is, again, the show about you and what's on your mind, what you want to talk about. Anything goes, political, personal. You got a rant you want to get off your chest. You got some sort of issue or agenda that you want to get out there. And by the way, we want to welcome our newest affiliate. We're hoping everything's working technically for them tonight. WEIM in Fitchburg, Massachusetts.
Hey, Fitchburg, Massachusetts.
And Leominster. Fitchburg, Leominster, Massachusetts. We've got two burgs in there, if you
right
will.
Right there, next to each other.
Areas, exactly. So we've got another, about 100, I'd say about another 100,000 potential.
What's their dial position?
Ooh, 1280.
1280.
Yeah, 1280 WEIM. So if you're up there in the area and you're receiving a signal, and you want to give us a shout and say hello just to let us know that we did get on tonight, give us a call, 1-800-259-9231, because we're hoping to be on your Saturday nights from this point on. So join the show. Anything goes. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight, including what's been going on here at, I guess, some college campuses, some high school campuses, this counter-recruiting.
Counter-recruiting?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Have you heard about
counter-recruiting,
this?
Counter-recruiting,
yes. They're people that are so adamant against the military that, in fact, they're sort of counter-recruiting,
I guess. They go around wherever the recruiters are and basically try to persuade kids away from joining the military in the same manner that the recruiters are attempting to persuade kids into joining the military. Now, there was actually an article from USA Today earlier this week about this phenomenon of counter-recruiters, and I want to get into that, but what is bringing me back onto this topic, and actually we haven't talked about it before on the show, is some news from the City College of New York, where three undergraduate students were arrested on Wednesday in the course of a peaceful protest against military recruiters. And then they named the kids, along with approximately a dozen other protesters attended. These three kids attended a job fair organized by the college and stood up in front of a National Guard recruitment table, chanting anti-war slogans. Now, first, let me say that, and I've said this before on this show, that I don't think chanting is the most adult, the most mature, the most effective way to protest something.
Well, and I also think that if you are screaming at the top of your lungs, like in public, people aren't listening to you.
Right, they're certainly less likely to listen, more likely to tune out.
I mean, if what you're doing is trying to convert people to your side, I mean, the people that are on your side are on your side. The people that are not on your side are not on your side. But there's a certain amount, gray amount in the middle. If what you want to do is convert them, then chanting and screaming,
stop yelling,
epithets at the top of your lungs, this is not going to work.
It does not make me. If I was
dressing up as a giant chicken, does not work.
Well, I would think the giant chicken would work better than screaming. At least then you're going to get some attention.
You will get
if you're
attention.
A giant chicken, especially if you're a giant chicken with, you know, some sort of a anti-war message placard across your chest. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think there are a lot more creative ways to protest things than getting out in public and ranting and raving about things. Because if I was at this job fair looking around and I saw these people yelling at the top of their lungs by the military table, I certainly wouldn't go anywhere near the table in the first place, just because I don't like to be around people who are yelling, and I would never approach these individuals and strike up a conversation with them,
right,
and find out what they're about, find out what they're doing here, find out what their mission or their organization is all, their purpose is.
Mm-hmm.
I just wouldn't be interested. I'd move right along to the snack bar or something like that, you know? And I just think it's the worst tactics. It's very juvenile. It's so 15-year-old, isn't it?
Well, People think that they have, like they're going to go protest, and I don't know what the purpose of a protest is.
I think that protesting is fine. I just think that if you're holding a sign and you're nearby, I mean, if there was a military recruiting table and you were nearby in the vicinity with a large sign that says, "War sucks," or "Don't join the military," I'm sure there are much more creative. I'm sure there are much more creative phrases that could be come up with.
Like, how about depleted uranium? I mean, I think that's a good question. Only jerks would make their employees work with depleted uranium.
Join the military and die. You could come up with plenty of creative signs and literally just attract attention to yourself from that aspect. You're going to have people coming up to you and talking to you. If you're doing this in the right way.
Chanting, "Hey, ho, no. Fascist pigs have got to go," no. That's not going to work.
And unfortunately, the chanting got them some real negative attention. Now, I don't know, I can't say for sure that they wouldn't have gotten this negative attention that I'm going to tell you about if they had been doing some other form of protest, but I would say chances are less likely. So here's what happened. Private security, so they're around this National Guard table chanting and yelling with their anti-war slogans. Now, private security and campus peace officers immediately surrounded the protesters, pushed them into an empty hallway outside of the job fair, closed the hall door, and then allegedly assaulted the two protesters and arrested the third, who was taking pictures. The two students who were assaulted are now being charged with felony assault themselves, and the third with obstruction of a government administrator. Now, despite the tactics of these people, what kind of a charge is that? Obstructing a government administrator? I've heard of obstructing justice, and I've heard of interfering with police business, but obstructing a government administrator? What does that mean? Does that mean that one of the school administrators was walking down the hallway at the time they were struggling with the cops and he couldn't get past? What does that mean?
It's very strange. Doesn't make any sense.
Anyway, according to one of the protesters, they said, "We didn't even get through one round of chanting. We were completely peaceful. It was the officers who were violent." Well, you were being loud and obnoxious.
Right.
I'm not making an excuse for your being assaulted. I don't think that's right either. But just it was a messy situation. Anyway, then they mentioned that counter-recruiting has become a national issue, and they mentioned the numbers that the Army's currently 6% behind its recruiting target so far for this year. The Army Reserve is 10% behind, and the National Guard is 26% short. Now, of course, the reason the National Guard is so much shorter than the other two units is because they've been called out. I mean, they've not exactly been used for their purpose. The Guard members weren't expecting to...
That's not the recruitment numbers this year of what they were hoping to get for Guard, or is that the...
That's this year. They're 26% behind so far.
Okay.
For, I guess, like, if there's, you know, they're supposed to be doing so many people per week, they're behind already. Military recruiters, after similar counter-recruitment efforts have taken off from New York to Seattle, the military has clearly become concerned. At William Patterson University in New Jersey, an activist was arrested for simply handing out counter-recruitment leaflets.
Whoa.
I'd like to know a little bit more about that story.
Yeah, I would too.
Now, does it sound like they're shutting down dissent in this country? Maybe a little bit. Maybe they're just starting to. Abraham Lincoln did this kind of stuff during the Civil War.
Yeah.
He shut down...
this bastion of freedom, Abraham Lincoln, that everybody looks up to.
Yeah, he was a real...
He fought the Civil War to free the black people.
Nope.
Right,
no,
that's why he freed the black people 2 years after they started fighting the war.
Right. When he was during the Civil War...
Just a despotic ruler like so many have been.
He was jailing people who ran, like, Lincoln press, basically. Mm-hmm. If you questioned the status quo, if you questioned the administration... If you questioned the war against your brothers and sisters, you would risk being thrown into a gulag somewhere. That's un-American, if I've ever heard of it. We want to hear from you, 1-800-259-9231, especially those of you listening on our brand newest affiliate, WEIM, Fitchburg, Massachusetts, Lemonster, Massachusetts. Give us a call, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. This is your show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
If you're still sleeping on an ordinary flatbed, call toll-free to get free information about super-relaxing, super-comfortable Craftmatic Monaco model adjustable beds. Call toll-free and I'll mail you an informative catalog plus a special 30% off savings certificate, good for a whopping 30% off any Monaco. Monaco beds adjust electrically at the touch of a button to raise your head, back, legs, and feet into 1,001 relaxing positions. Watch TV, read, eat, sew, do crosswords, or just elevate your feet and rest. Then turn on the bed's soothing heat and built-in massage. Before you know it, you'll drift off into wonderful, relaxing, rejuvenating sleep. To get your free Monaco catalog and 30% off savings certificate by mail, call toll-free.
Call toll-free 1-800-413-8787. That's 1-800-413-8787. That number again, 1-800-413-8787.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. And it's your show. You can take control and talk about anything. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's the Saturday night edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Menwich.
Anything goes. Whatever's on your mind, political, personal, you can literally hijack the airwaves. So
that's what the show's all about.
Even though we're going to set the pace, we're going to talk about different issues throughout the evening tonight. At any time, you can literally interrupt us and get on the air. 1-800-259-9231. And don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. If you're listening for the first time tonight via WEIM in Fitchburg, Leominster, Massachusetts, welcome to the show. You're going to find that Free Talk Live doesn't fit the typical mold. We are not a cookie cutter conservative talk show. We're also not a cookie cutter liberal talk show.
Nope.
We don't fit underneath any of either of those descriptions.
Sorry. And our political beliefs are a little more principled.
I would say yes, a lot more principled. And you're going to learn this over time because we're doing it Saturday nights now in Fitchburg. And who knows if things work out. We do have a six-day-a-week show.
Yeah. If you like that show and you want to listen the rest of the week, you can also check it out at freetalklive.com. We have live feeds.
Exactly right. So get online, freetalklive.com. The other thing we have there is some updates. If you click the updates link and go sign up for that, maybe take you a minute or two to sign up, and then from that point on, you'll get any sort of news about the show, any new affiliates that we acquire, and right in your email box.
Mm-hmm.
Or any new Shriners, or anything that we need to announce about the show. And we'll tell you about the Shrine a little bit later. 1-800-259-9231. So, talking about counter-recruiters, these are people who are showing up where the military is in regards to recruiting. If the military sets up a table on a college campus or at a high school campus, the counter-recruiters, if they get wind of it, will show up and start protesting or counter-recruiting or handing out leaflets.
You know, these
whatever.
Counter-recruiters are only speeding the draft along for the rest of us.
That could be argued. I see what you're saying about that, but if the draft is going to come, then it's going to come either way.
I don't know whether I agree with that.
You just said it's speeding it along.
Right.
I mean, the fact is, as more people die in Iraq, less and less people want to join the military. That's why the military is having a tough time, even though they've bumped up all of their recruitment bonuses and kicked in some extra cash in order to get people. They're still having a tough time recruiting.
Yeah. An extra $5,000 isn't really going to do you any good if you
you're dead.
Get shot.
Right.
And how many 1,500, over 1,500 people?
Over 15.
Americans have died in Iraq.
And that doesn't count the thousands who have been wounded, which they
are. And the contractors.
I was reading, I guess it's completely unrelated, related to the wounded people. They are bringing in the wounded at night. Did you know that?
At night where?
At the Air Force base where people fly back in when they're coming back from Iraq.
I see.
They fly the planes in at nighttime.
Hmm.
And reporters aren't really allowed to photograph the wounded as they leave the plane. So it's kind of weird what they're doing there. It's more of the kind of propaganda campaign or the, I guess, anti-propaganda campaign. The lack of having these photographs keeps people's minds off. I mean, if you've got pictures of our boys and girls with missing arms and legs showing up in the newspaper, it's going to change some people's minds on this war.
And also, medical science has advanced a great deal since the Vietnam War or World War II or any of these other wars that we fought. People are more likely to survive incidences in Iraq than they would be in these previous wars. So, but they're going to survive in not so nice ways.
Yeah, missing two legs or whatever. And you had a great question, and we didn't have a chance to ask it before we went to that break. But your question was, if you think the military is above protest, we want to hear from you at 1-800-259-9231. Do you have a problem with these counter-recruiters? Do you have a problem with the military being protested?
Yeah, because it's clear that the military
has a problem.
Yeah, military has a problem with people protesting in the immediate vicinity of their recruiters. They're messing up their recruitments, and recruitment's down all over. I can kind of see why. I mean, it seems to me that they've got a crazy thing going there. They got everybody working with depleted uranium. That's just insane stuff. Which means that, you know, there you are working completely.
They claim it's safe.
They can claim all they want. They probably claimed Agent Orange
was safe, too. Right.
And,
right.
I mean, people have this mysterious Gulf War syndrome. I mean, guys are coming back from Iraq all messed up.
Anybody who's ever been to, from what I've told from veterans, anybody who's ever been to a veterans hospital knows that the military doesn't care about you. They really don't. I mean, they talk a good game about taking care of you, you know, once you retire, once you leave the military, via the VA.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who's actually seen the VA, been inside the VA, knows differently.
Yeah.
And we want to hear from you. If you have, maybe you disagree with us.
Mm-hmm.
We want to hear from you at 1-800-259-9231. So, back to the counter-protesters. So there was some guy in New Jersey, Patterson University, that was arrested for handing out counter-recruitment leaflets. That wasn't even an assault charge. And they charged these other kids who were arrested at a counter-protest with assault charges.
Right.
Now, we don't know, man, which we weren't there. We don't know if the when they were doing their chanting, when these cops came up to them, we don't know how they responded to what the cops wanted. We don't know if they lashed out. So I'm not going to presume to make comments on that. But arrested for handing out leaflets? What was the charge there?
I can't even imagine. Littering?
leafleting without permission?
Yeah, it could be something like posting bills.
Twice last semester, CCNY student protesters drove military recruiters off the campus with peaceful protests. This time, campus security was ready. Again, they said they didn't get through one round of chanting. When Mr. Rodriguez was being arrested, his head was slammed into the wall. He called out, "Look what they're doing to me," according to Ms. Paul. To silence him, one of the guards pulled Mr. Rodriguez's hood over his head and slammed his head into the wall again.
Oh, God.
Then apparently he just stood on the guy. His foot was on his back after he had tackled him. Private security are not supposed to even touch us. Again, this is the campus security taking these kids out, taking them away from the military recruiting table.
Very strange.
Ms. Thier was arrested for simply taking pictures. Now, that's a little spooky.
Yeah.
Is that an obstruction of freedom of speech?
Authority figures hate filming devices.
Right.
They just hate them.
Well, they don't like evidence.
Like cameras.
They don't like evidence of their bad behavior. Now, the other interesting aspect.
Well, sometimes, to be fair, sometimes you don't get the full picture with a video camera or something like that. I mean, it just doesn't show everything. The news likes to grab the most exciting 15 seconds out of a video and just show that over and over and over again incessantly until it's beat into somebody's mind. But the Rodney King, for instance, I'm using the Rodney King as a reference. The Rodney King video wasn't as bad as that clip of the cops kicking the crap out of poor Rodney. And, you know, Rodney's shown himself to be a terrible crackhead robber since then.
Well, several witnesses
probably needs a good kicking.
Recall the guards were pulling on her hair, the woman who was taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Juan Aldui remembers that the guards pushed Ms. Thier while she tried to give a statement to students who began filming the event. And she said, "I'm being arrested for exercising my right to free speech." Ah, and therein lies the rub. Now then, they are not on public property. Well, maybe they are. It depends on the deal that the campus has.
Well, if they're students at the campus, I think that they certainly have some an amount of rights to be there.
I think so
paying
too.
Their tuition.
I think so too. And that's kind of the interesting the interesting aspect to this case is that the military likely has permission to be there because they had a table at this event.
Right,
so they probably paid for the table. And as you were saying, the kids have permission to be there because they paid tuition. Go to the school.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously the school gets to set the rules, and if the school wants them to leave the job fair, then they should have to respect that. But protest outside the job fair. You know, be creative. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We've got, again, a lot to talk about. And since we're on the topic, we might as well do some corrupt cop stories coming up. This is your show, though, and you could take control and bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Do your worn-out wipers wheeze and chug flaccidly back and forth as if to say,
"You're so stupid, you're so stupid, you're so stupid"?
Because the thought of changing them makes your brain hurt, we feel your pain. That's why we make exact-fit wiper blades. No confusing parts to assemble, no threat to your self-esteem. Just click them on and go. After all, wouldn't you rather hear your wipers say,
"You're smart, you're smart, you're smart"?
Exact-fit wiper blades from Trico. Easy to find, easier to install.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time, and we want to hear from you. Political, personal, as I said, also pop culture. We'll talk about that, too. I'm not an expert at it or anything, but if that's what you want to talk about.
I might not even be able to name actors and actresses. I really don't know much about sports.
You do like the Britney Spears, though.
I do like Britney Spears.
All right. So
she's a musical genius.
FreeTalkLive.com. Go there. Grab the archives. Last 6 days worth of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. So for those of you at our new listening on our newest affiliate, WEIM in Fitchburg, Leominster, you can go and listen to the entire last week of shows that you weren't able to hear at all.
Yeah.
So go to freetalklive.com. Yeah, there's no membership fee. There's no logging in.
No other show does that. All shows, you have to pay for your archives.
You don't know. I don't know if you can make that blanket statement. I'm sure there's got to be some radio shows out there still that have free archives. Wouldn't you think, Manwich?
I would. No, it's too much work.
Well, they usually have some sort of peon intern that can do that sort of thing. We don't have that, so I have to do it myself. Which, I don't mind. I'm dedicated to this show. I should be. 800-259-9231. So we're talking about counter-recruiters. We've got the corrupt cop stories. Those are coming up. But since we are still on the counter-recruiter thing, I think we should talk about a little bit more about what the, I guess, more creative counter-recruiters are doing, the ones that aren't yelling and screaming like what we were talking about earlier. This from the USA Today earlier this week. The Marines didn't have to recruit Greg McCullough. He signed a promise to enlist last year while he was still in high school, but now McCullough has second thoughts, and he's talking to a different kind of recruiter. Jim Murphy is a counter-recruiter, one of a small but growing number of opponents of the Iraq War who say they want to compete with military recruiters for the hearts and minds of young people. Now, unlike the recruiters, the protesters we were talking about earlier, who were college students, this guy is 59 years old. He's a member of Veterans for Peace. Jim Murphy, he says, quote, "I don't tell kids not to join the military. I tell them, have a plan for your future. Because if you don't, you can bet the military has a plan for you." Since the advent of the all-volunteer military 3 years ago, armed services have used an array of tools.
3 years ago, the all-volunteer? What was that statement?
Oh, 3 decades ago. The armed services have used an array of tools, from recruiting in schools to television advertising to successfully sell careers in the military. But with ground troops still in Iraq still under fire, the Army and Marines are struggling to get enough enlistments. The armed services need many recruits each year. The Army and Army Reserve alone need more than 100,000, and less than 10% of those 100,000 that they need actually come looking to join the military.
Less than 10%, really?
Yeah, so the rest actually have to be recruited. Have you ever actually talked to a military recruiter, Manwich, when you were younger?
Yeah, many. When I was younger, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're very, very good at what they do, aren't they?
They're persistent folks, too.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. I mean, I had no idea that that was going to happen. I was just chatting with them about possibilities, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And they once they get their telephone number, they keep on it.
They didn't keep on it with me because I told them there's no chance, period, that I'll ever join the military. You can stop calling me. But anyway, anti-war activists such as Jim Murphy charged it to fill their quotas. Some military recruiters make promises that they can't guarantee, such as money for college or training in a particular specialty, and give misleading descriptions of military life.
Well, once you're in the military, I mean, you know, you could say, you could give them that whole 40 virgins thing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, whatever story they believe, once their name's on the piece of paper, They're stuck. I mean, there is nothing they can do. It's not like you can take the military to court and say,
your recruiter's not going to call you again.
The recruiter said we were going to, I was going to have 40 virgins.
Yeah, your recruiter may be your best friend up until you sign on the dotted line, but I bet after you leave after the signing, you're pretty much
done. Well, I'm not saying that they necessarily do that. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying it's something one has to watch out for. And not to mention that you sign this piece of paper that basically, you know, amongst all the other fine print that's in there, it also says that, you know, you agree to abide by all the military, what is that the terminology?
For, oh, boy. The military code of justice?
Whatever it is, yeah. You know, all these rules. In that military code of justice, it says, if we're not doing so good on recruitments and we need people, we can hold you back for as long as we need to.
Yeah.
That's what they're calling
you could get out in 2 years.
Yeah. Well, you signed up for 2 years, but now they have this stop-loss thing that they've enacted.
Turns out we really need you.
Yep, sorry.
So
your
not
country
going
needs you, and you
anywhere.
Need to stay here.
Right. Murphy says high school graduates don't need to join the military to learn a skill, pay for college, see the world, or learn discipline. And I happen to agree with all of that. That's the kind of the position that the military takes is, hey, we'll help you out. You need help. You're pathetic. Come on, we'll give you a uniform and you'll look spiffy.
Well, I'll make it clear that I was pathetic at 18.
There are a lot of pathetic people at 18.
Yes.
But they need to get a job and start a career on their own, and then they'll mature, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Counter-recruiters formed a national network at meetings. They range from Vietnam War veterans, such as Jim Murphy, to high school students trained to talk to their peers about enlistment. I mean, if there's anybody that you're going to take seriously about joining the military, it's going to be a Vietnam veteran. I mean, it's going to be somebody who's served in the military before. I mean, that's somebody who knows what he's talking about. I mean, it's one thing to talk to peers if you're a young person, but to talk to somebody who actually has seen combat, something completely different.
Right.
Counter-recorder, the American Friends Service Committee, one of the several peace groups opposed to what it calls the militarization of youth, has prepared a brochure entitled, Do You Know Enough to Enlist? In a tip of the hat to the opposition, it's deliberately designed to look like military recruiting brochures. Using a 1986 federal appeals court decision that supported the rights of draft registration opponents to equal access to students, the Los Angeles Unified School District Teachers Union has helped to get counter-recruiting into some schools regularly visited by military recruiters. In the nation's second-largest public district, the counter-recruiters make public address announcements, distribute literature, show documentaries, and give classroom presentations. Now, that might make a lot of people angry who are listening to this, because you don't want that kind of message in your kids' schools. I mean, if you're pro-military, you may feel that way. Unfortunately, the problem here is not that these people are in the schools, the counter-recruiters. Mm-hmm. The problem is government-run schools. That's
right, because you can't do anything about it. If your kid, if my kid went to a school where I paid for the tuition, then I get to say, hey, school that I pay the tuition, I don't like the idea that you have anti-military recruiters or military recruiters, for that matter, coming in the school. Don't like it.
And if you don't do something about it, I'll take my kids somewhere else.
Yeah.
And now you are paying the tuition of your government-run schools as well, but if you say anything to them, they'll just brush you off because you have to pay that tuition.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's
if you don't pay that
voluntary.
Tuition, we're going to take your house away.
Right.
And that's just the way that is.
And it needs to change.
Because taxes like that are violence.
So if you love the military, pull your kids out of government schools and support privately run education. If you despise the military, pull your kids out of government run schools and support private education. Get what you want for your kids.
Absolutely.
So that's, I don't want to even get into that controversy, but if you want to, 800-259-9231. In the San Francisco area, members of a group called the Raging Grannies dress up in flamboyant old lady attire, big hats, long flower dresses, etc., and visit high schools. They offer a selection of political buttons and make their pitch while the students are choosing. Sometimes the grannies sing peace songs and dance. Hey, whatever works. But in most places, the contest
is give peace a chance.
Enough. The contest between military recruiters and counter recruiters is a mismatch. The former are full-time uniformed service members, and the latter are volunteers working on a small budget, if any. And of course, the military recruiters, they get plenty of money, our money, to do this stuff with. 1-800-259-9231. And again, they don't care about how you feel about what they're doing or their tactics, because they can do it. They're the military. Again, if you want to comment, 800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Change the topic if you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people, just like you, regrow their hair?
I've been using Avacor now for 4 months, and it's a great product. They back everything with a money-back guarantee. It works.
My hair hasn't looked this good in over 15 years.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Even if hair loss runs in the family, Avacor can help you regrow your own natural hair. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910. Call now for your free month supply. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
You've heard about PODS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and literally anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go online for all things Free Talk Live, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have got dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their photograph to be included on the site because they know that Free Talk Live really respects its female listeners. We want to retain as many of you as possible, and we want to show you off. And that's the point of the Shrine. As a matter of fact, just before the show, I was on the bulletin board system, and our moderator, Lindsay, has sent in validated pictures now. So by the end of this week, although they're real dark, you can still see her holding the sign. You can tell it's an original sign.
Yeah.
The pictures aren't the greatest, so I'm going to see if we can get maybe a better picture. But otherwise, she should have a validated pickup soon, which is cool. So it's neat having all of our old-school Shriners show up with fresh pictures because the validated system's somewhat new.
Yeah, the validated is basically it's a photograph of the girl holding up, or woman, I should say,
right.
Holding up a picture, evidence that they listen to Free Talk Live.
Yes.
You know, a little sign that says FTL or Free Talk Live.
Man, which is my hero.
Right, or Ian is gay, whatever.
Whatever. You can get online, freetalklive.com, and check all that out. It's all free, and there's a whole bunch of cool stuff on there. 1-800-259-9231. Talking about counter-recruiters. And I wonder if there was a phenomenon like this during the Vietnam days. I'm obviously too young to remember that.
I don't know either. I mean,
yeah. We weren't really exactly with it back then.
Vietnam was a far less successful war than this one has been, at least from the press side. I mean, they had an election over there in Iraq.
They had an election in Vietnam.
What do you mean?
That's what I read last week. There was an election in Vietnam as well, I guess. And we haven't exactly been in Iraq near as long as we were in Vietnam.
No, I'm just saying it's been less popular.
Okay. Anyway, so we're talking about counter-recruiting. It's a new phenomenon. For one thing, Jim Murphy, this Vietnam veteran who is talking to kids about not joining the military. Let's see. In most places, Vietnam... Oh, yeah, okay. So the military recruiters have all kinds of money because of tax dollars. Counter-recruiters are all volunteers doing this in their free time.
Right. They have to really care.
Yeah, very, very little money. Military recruiters often enjoy free reign in high schools as well, while anti-war activists say it's difficult just to get in the front door.
I bet it is. Yeah. But it's very, very difficult to get in the front door.
I mean, most military... most high schools have the ROTC program. I don't know what that stands for, ROTC, where it's basically like the pre-military, where they kind of prep kids.
Isn't it junior ROTC? Isn't it?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's ROTC, that's all I know. So the military is usually on campus, and you usually see people in fatigues on campus on a regular basis on high school campuses today, at least around here in Tampa Bay. I don't know about the rest of the country. I would assume it's similar. And so, yeah, they've got all kinds of access to students.
In a lot of ways, appeals to young people. You know, it has that, you know, that fun uniform thing going on.
Oh, and you get to not make decisions for 4 years. Mm-hmm. So somebody just tells you what to do for a while. You get to wear a uniform, like you're saying, and look real spiffy, and you don't have to worry about paying rent or anything like that.
I
was interested in the military when, believe it or not, I was interested in it when I was in high school.
Sure. It's a good time to get people into the military. I remember I saw a sign one time, and it was just a little bit of writing, and it said, everyone yearns to be told what to do, if only to have something to rebel against.
Interesting.
You know, I've met plenty of people who went into the military and hated the whole experience, but that was probably what they were looking for at the time.
Eric Peters is an anti-war organizer in Chicago. Again, this is from the USA Today, where most public high schools have junior ROTC programs. He says some administrators think counter-recruiters are unpatriotic, and others fear parental or public criticism. Are counter-recruiters unpatriotic? We want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I think arresting someone for handing out leaflets is unpatriotic, personally. Others fear parental or public criticism. As a result, his group must distribute flyers off school grounds.
I would think that the men who have fought and died for our freedoms probably would want us to have the right to protest.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think so. Where the need is greatest, it's hard to find groups committed to go into the schools. He says so-and-so of the Houston Action Committee for Youth and Non-Military Options. He says it's so hard to get permission to enter schools that he won't say where his group has access. He says he's afraid publicity would jeopardize the arrangement. Probably well thought. Nationally, says Major Dave Greismer, spokesman for the Marines National Recruiting Command, they claim that the counter-recruiters aren't much of a factor. We don't spend a lot of time thinking about these people. That's the official military word.
These people.
Now, if that's what they're saying, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's what they're doing.
It could mean a lot of things.
Jim Murphy does not look like a recruiter of any kind. His untucked shirt covers a pot belly, his gray hair reaches his shoulders, and he favors blue jeans and windbreakers. But he has two credentials for counter-recruiting. He's a high school administrator who knows how to talk to kids, and he's an Air Force veteran who served in Vietnam in the mid-1960s.
Wow.
When Greg McCullough, the high school student, met Murphy, he'd already joined the Marines' delayed entry program, which allows high school students to sign up for the Corps before they've even graduated. McCullough seemed to be a perfect candidate. He was a member of the Junior ROTC Honor Guard at his Brooklyn High School. He loved everything about the Marines, from the lore to the uniform. After being rebuffed twice because he was too young, McCullough passed a physical and an entrance exam last June. But McCullough says he has concluded, after talking with Murphy and other veterans, that military life is not for him. Now, that's a hell of a turnaround.
Yeah.
For one thing, Murphy helped convince him that he could go to college to pursue his interest in criminal justice, and there was no guarantee that he'd get his request for assignment to military police. So apparently that's one of the things that the recruiters try to ply you with. Oh, you want to be a disc jockey on the military radio station?
Yeah, that's right. You could be Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Good morning, Vietnam!
We'll hook you up. All you have to do is sign this dotted line right here. But there's no guarantee that you're going to get into the area of training that you're looking for. They're going to put you where you're needed. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and bring up anything. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so plenty of time for you to get on the phones, join the fun. This is Free Talk Live.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. That's no-bo.com.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. You take control, bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. If you are outside of our listening areas, the different radio station affiliates that we have carrying this show, you can always tune in online at freetalklive.com via the live streams that we have there. We get the broadband stream, and we've got the not-so-broadband stream. So go check it out, freetalklive.com. We're talking about counter-recruiters. As reported earlier this week in USA Today, there are people who get in touch with, I guess, kids who've been in touch with recruiters and try to bring them back. They try to stop them from joining the military. They try to give them reasons to stay out of the military. And some of them are successful at it. And we're talking about this one particular case where a young man had actually joined up with the early recruitment program, where he basically signed on before he even graduated high school, mm-hmm. saying that as soon as he was done with high school, he was going to go ahead and join the Marines.
I've always wondered, what's the legality of that? A 17-year-old signing a contract. What is that?
Well, they actually address when you're actually in the military here in just a little bit. So let me wrap this up here. Jim Murphy, the counter-recruiter, told the young man that even for Americans from the most violent neighborhoods, combat is a shock. He says it's going to change you forever.
Oh, yeah.
And not necessarily positively. Think of all the civilians killed in Fallujah. You're going to see something like that for the rest of your life. I'm pretty sure he means in his mind. Like, you're not going to forget it.
Right.
Poor kids listen to recruiters because they're scared about what's going to happen to them. They know they need to get out of the neighborhood, but they're afraid to leave the corner. In the military, they know they won't have to make any decisions for 4 years, and they'll make their parents proud. But McCullough had signed up for the delayed entry program, which the Marines told him was a binding commitment. Ah, so here you go, man. And which Murphy told him was not.
Of course,
Murphy gave him a form letter to send to the commander of the Marine recruiting station, saying he'd changed his mind and was going to college. Murphy told McCullough that the armed services don't consider recruits to have joined until they go to basic training. Apparently, until they shave your head, as he put it. People like Murphy annoy Major J.J. Dill, commander of Marine recruiters in Metro New York. He says, "These counter-recruiters don't know what they're talking about. But saying that we're tricking and lying, that certainly has an impact on a young person. A lot of them are influenced by these counter-recruiters or by negative media coverage of Iraq." Wait, I thought you weren't concerned about the counter-recruiters. Oh, that was a different spokesperson for the military. When he gets a form letter like the one Murphy recommends, he says, "We call the recruit in, talk to him about it. What's your concern? What's changed? We generally have a good success rate at turning them around." But he adds,
"We scare the crap out of them." Yeah,
but he adds, "We're not going to force anybody to go to basic training. I will discharge them." McCullough, age 19 now, knows he'll get the call, but says it won't do any good. He's going to attend John Jay College and major in international criminal justice and Arabic. He says he appreciates Murphy's assistance, says, "Jim showed me the options." This school year, Murphy says he'll counsel about 20 students. He's proud of his record and says that 4 years ago he got 6 students to change their minds about joining the Marines. He says, "I don't always win. I lose a kid for every one that I get into a college or a union training program. I've got one in Iraq right now." But, I mean, he is doing it because it's rewarding to him. He feels like he's making a difference in people's lives and maybe even saving people's lives. So, there you go. Counter-recruiters.
Do you think if they stop... What's going to happen if they're successful? It seems like...
If who's successful?
If the counter-recruiters are successful. Is the military going to go away? I doubt it.
Oh, hell no. If they need more recruits, we all know what they're planning on doing. I mean,
if you're planning to join the military, give us a call. We'd like to talk to you.
Sure, yeah. 1-800-259-9231, or if you think the draft has come back or going to come back, or if you just want to change the topic completely because we're going to corrupt cops coming up and some crazy drug stuff from Australia. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you?